Robert Frost once described a poem as a reaching out toward expression, an effort to find fulfillment. A complete poem is one where an emotion has found its thought and the thought has found the word.
Mary Ramsey tells me she'll be turning 50 this year, but that her 9-year-old granddaughter Cora says that she's still not old. One of her favorite activities is reading Shel Silverstein poems with Cora. This is The Poet's Weave, featuring poems by Mary Ramsey. I am Jenny Kander.
Without a porch light, a thin grit settles on the tongue and groove boards. Behind waist-high walls of crooked masonry, the wood floor undulates over chunks of limestone stacked, mismatched, tilted foundations supporting half-rotten planks, their flecks of gray paint mixing with dust and dew. As if this old house stuck out its tongue at a lawn impatient to be mowed, the porch relaxes, keeps company with the double swing. This is home's outer edges, suitable for pajamas, slippers, a cup of tea with companionable silence to savor this scenic neighborhood overlook on a silent street, every window dark and blank. Amid the whir of central air units straining against the midnight heat and crickets scraping their tuneless melody en masse, summer's weight hangs translucent yellow under the lone street lamp, hugs your lungs too tightly and too long, taking unwelcome liberties by its embrace. On Lowell's Ranch, the pasture encircles its arm, golden-haired with grassy strands that bend until they spread like quilts to bed the bawling calves, still wet and wobbling. A coyote pelt nailed to a fence post, gray fur against weathered wood, bristles the edge of the rise, warns his relatives who serenade East Texas prairies every midnight. Mrs. Barber's cattle are not to be disturbed, especially not on this hillside. Its gentle southern slope echoes in the pond shaded by pines, straight, sweet-scented, so tall they tilt your head back tenderly to see their green-fringed tops. Mother cows lumber from the far fields to this nursery, isolated, hushed, hidden along tracks of intuition and preceding generations. This poem is for a friend of ours who is recovering from a hemorrhagic stroke. Hemorrhagic vocabulary. Having navigated the labyrinth of corridors and color-coded walls at Community East, I step through double doors to the nursing station and discover the patient has taken over the hospital. Don captains the nurse's desk from his wheelchair, intent on the computer screen. In profile, a familiar bit of Robert De Niro trails the line of his jaw. I announce his mutiny. He wheels left, laughing with eyes like the afternoon's warm spring sky. Deep between cortex and lobe, silent pressures had pushed arterial walls until an artesian flow seeped into the gray surroundings, flooded his right side as if neurotransmitters pumped Novocaine instead of sensation and movement. A little thinner from dull dietary repetition, Don plots his escape from rehab and his own thickened limbs. Co-conspirators bridge the way with prayers, a clasp of hands, shared laughter, and an alphabet of therapy. The familiar New York accent, somewhat tamed by Midwestern living and used to flexing its quick wit, must reshape a language with shifting, less certain edges. I listen closely, translating and mistranslating this temporary dialect, until, in a momentary rush, his words come plain and crystalline. Suffices to say,
on The Poet's Weave, you've been listening to Mary Ramsey reading her poetry. I'm Jenny Kander.